Ready to unwrap a surprise from Consumer Cellular? Experience the gift of freedom with no contract, no hidden fees, and always free activation. Here comes the holiday surprise. From now till December 31st, new customers can enjoy their second month for free. To get this holiday offer, visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM and use promo code PODCAST. Act before December 31st to get your second month on us. Use promo code PODCAST.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. And I've been getting a lot of emails last night, a lot of people just very concerned about what the Colorado Supreme Court decided yesterday, late yesterday. And some people are just hyperventilating about this. They're saying, Todd, if this stands, could other states remove Trump from the ballot? Is this the end of the road for Trump? What does this mean? Should we take to the streets? Should we march and riot? What do we do here? What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to react? Calm down, ladies and gentlemen. Just calm down. I warned you several months ago that the lead up to the presidential election was going to be a wild ride, and there are going to be a lot of things happening over the next couple of months. And it's only going to get wilder. It's going to get rough. We're going to have a bumpy ride to Election Day in 2024. So no doubt about that. But honestly, what the Colorado Supreme Court did, these progressive radicals smoking their marijuana, reeking of patchouli oil, what they did was they actually did us a huge favor. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and predict that President Trump's approval ratings are going to go up by about 5 points. And honestly, what the good justices on the Supreme Court in Colorado did was they just guaranteed Trump a landslide victory in the Republican presidential primary. Now, that doesn't mean they get off scot-free here, but they have exposed the plot, the plan to attack Donald Trump. Folks, hear me out. The Democrats are running scared right now. They're terrified. They see these numbers. They see the polling. They see their guy, Joe Biden, who, by the way, is still in the race. We're coming up on the Christmas season, so by the first of the year, Joe Biden is still going to be in the race. There's not going to be a lot of time to put somebody else in that spot if Biden decides to drop out of the race. So the thinking is that if Biden was going to drop out, he would have already done so. He would have already announced his intentions, his plans. But that's not happening. And that's a big problem because the Democrats are freaking out. They thought that people were going to talk to Biden and talk common sense to him, and that he was going to be stepping down for the good of the country. But I think they may have underestimated Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, who craves the spotlight. She craves the attention. She wants the butlers and the servants, and she wants all of that. She wants the power. Much like Mrs. Woodrow Wilson many, many years ago, when Wilson had a stroke and was incapacitated, and she was the de facto first female president of these great United States. That's what Jill Biden is up to. And the whole family is so corrupt that I would not be surprised if threats were made, even within the family. maybe there's some good and decent grandkids who are saying, we love our grandpa and we're really worried about grandpa. Grandpa Joe, he needs to come back home. We love our grandpa Joe, and we don't want him to, we don't want grandma, Dr. Mrs. First Lady Joe Biden to just shove him down the stairs of Air Force One. We don't want that. And then you've got the older members of the family who are corrupt going and telling the kids, threatening them, shut your mouth. You want another, you want an inheritance? Shut your mouth. Keep your mouth shut. We're talking about some devious people here. So there are a lot of shenanigans going on with the Democrats. So now they're freaking out. The Democrats thought they were going to be able to get rid of Joe, but it doesn't look like Joe's going to go anywhere. They will run a corpse. That's what the Biden family will do. They will run a corpse. They'll just slap some makeup on him and, I don't know, do a whole ventriloquism act. So they're not going anywhere. This is, and again, the Democrats are freaking out. They don't know what to do. The plan, my understanding, is to put put Michelle Obama in sometime. Gavin Newsom's not going to do it. Now, if that's the case, then we got problems. But right now, the Democrats are running scared. And what happened in Colorado is a great example of what real communism looks like. You know, they accuse President Trump, by the way, and this is the running narrative right now in the drive-by media crowd. They're saying that Trump is Nazi, is talking like a Nazi, that he's talking about pure blood, the pure blood of America and protecting America. But that's not what he's talking about. They're saying that he's attacking all of the he's attacking all of the immigrants coming across America. That's not what Trump is saying at all. About Trump poisoning, Trump is talking about the illegals poisoning the blood of the country. The media leaves out that part of it. They're saying, oh, Trump, he's a Nazi. He's growing a mustache. He's growing a, have you seen, that's not a 5 o'clock shadow, that's a Hitler mustache. He says that all the migrants, all of them, are poisoning the blood of America. He's Hitler. Well, no, that's not what he said. Donald Trump was talking about the illegal aliens coming across the border, and those illegals are poisoning our country. Not only with the flood of drugs, the fentanyl coming across our border, but also the disease. Ah, oh, there you go. There you go, Starnes. You're saying every immigrant coming across the border is infested with some sort of a disease. That's a lie. Well, no, not really. It's not. And if you want to, if you don't believe me, well, you could ask the New York City Health Commissioner, who held a press conference back in April and said that the city has experienced a massive increase in tuberculosis and, brace yourself, polio since the arrival of the illegal aliens. They're saying the illegals are bringing these illnesses and diseases with them across the border. So Trump is absolutely correct. We fact-checked the president last night. Just wanted to do a double check before I came on the program today. So Trump is absolutely correct about all of this. And his message is resonating with people. You're looking at people all across America, and they're waking up and they're realizing, holy cow, this is what an America Last policy looks like. We had Senator Tuberville on the show yesterday. And what was it that Senator Tuberville said? He said that veterans, military veterans, are being shoved aside and they're using the VA medical system to take care and treat illegal aliens. America Last. So the Democrats are running scared. They see the poll numbers. They realize there's nothing they can do with Joe Biden. And now they're going to be faced with the possibility of forcing somebody, getting somebody out there on the Democrat side to challenge Joe Biden for the nomination. But the clock is ticking. But I want to caution you about something. And you just have to be, you just have to understand what's going on here. They want you to react with violence. That's what they're counting on. They want you, the good Make America Great Again crowd, the America First crowd, conservatives, they want you to respond to what happened in Colorado with violence. and rage. But ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court's got this. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's a unanimous decision, because when you go through and you read the court ruling, which, by the way, has been, they stayed their own ruling until January 4th. But when you actually go and read it, there's literally no legal standing, because Trump has not been accused or charged with insurrection. He's not been found guilty of insurrection. Trump hasn't been charged or Trump rather hasn't been found guilty of any crimes, none whatsoever. There's no legal standing here. But understand what Colorado really did. They're denying the citizens of Colorado the right to vote. That's what they're doing. They're saying, the Supreme Court of Colorado, and by the way, they're all radical leftists. They're saying, we get to decide who is on the ballot. We get to decide who you vote for. That's what the Supreme Court in Colorado is saying. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? We're going to talk about that today. We'll be taking your calls as well. If you are concerned, I want to walk you back from the ledge, though, because this is not the end of the world. And there's a good chance other states may try to pull something like this, but it's not going to work. And at that point, I think people will rise up and march in the streets. But what we have to do legally, ladies and gentlemen. What was it that General Akbar said? It's a trap. It's a trap. We just have to be careful how we play this. All right, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We are going to get through these next months together. It is going to be a wild ride, but you need to understand that there are a lot more of us than there are of them. We'll be right back. This Christmas, the new film from director George Clooney arrives. It's a rags-to-riches, absolute crowd-pleaser based on the number one New York Times best-selling book, the inspirational true story about one of the most difficult sports in the world and the 1936 University of Washington College rowing team that competed for gold at the Summer Games in Berlin. It'll inspire you, folks. This team rowed out of need, the need to eat and the need to sleep. And it gave them an edge that captures the power of working together to overcome all odds while rowing for America. They don't make movies like this anymore, and it's filled with wholesome content that makes it the ideal multi-generational movie for the holidays. Joel Edgerton and Callan Turner star in this exciting and incredible story of courage, hard work, and determination, showcasing America at its best. Believe in each other. Believe in the impossible. The Boys in the Boat opens Christmas Day in theaters only. Get tickets now. BoysInTheBoatMovie.com. Times have we heard the folks on the left, the Democrats, hollering about voter suppression, voter suppression. They denied my right to vote. I didn't have an ID, and they said I couldn't vote. How many times have we heard that from the left? All bogus, by the way. What just happened in Colorado is a literal example of voter suppression. That's what we just saw yesterday, folks. Welcome back to the show. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Montana. Clay is on the line, wants to weigh in on the Supreme Court decision there. Hi, Clay. What you got for us?
This is going to completely blow up in their faces. It's just going to be a huge fundraiser for Trump. But speaking of fundraising, I just want to encourage everyone to do what I did. Those NFT trading cards that he's selling are going to be so valuable. I liquidated all of my IRAs, and I also liquidated my kids' 529s, and I'm going to pour it all into his NFT trading cards, because I'll be killing two birds with one stone.
Well, let me jump in here, Clay. Clay, it sounds to me like that is not a very wise financial decision. So you're saying you cashed in all of your retirement. You're saying you cashed it all in. you cash in all your kids, whatever you had socked away for the kids, and you're buying cards?
Yeah, the Trump's NFT trading cards. They're going to be so valuable. And he's even including a piece of the suit he wore when he got his photo taken, the mugshot.
Okay.
These are all collector items that are going to be millions and millions of dollars.
I mean, so, well, Clay, that's, I guess you sound like one of the Trump super fans. And look, if you've got that kind of money to spend, then more power to you, sir. It sounds like you really love the president.
Which do you think will be more valuable, the trading card of him as a cowboy or the one as him as an astronaut? I think the astronaut will be more valuable. What do you think, Todd?
Well, Clay, it sounds to me like you may be full of it, sir, because you called in wanting to talk about a Supreme Court decision, and now you're telling us that you're cashing in everything you own to buy all of these Trump trading cards. So it sounds to me like you might, instead of calling my show, maybe you ought to consider calling Dave Ramsey. He might be able to give you some solid financial advice there. Clay, thank you for the call. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. These people, unbelievable. By the way, have you noticed something about Ron DeSantis, Boots DeSantis? This guy is not a leader. There's a very weird thing going on with DeSantis, who I thought did a great job as governor. I really did. But something has happened to this guy. He's not the same Ron DeSantis who ran for governor and won. He's not the same guy. So I noticed this a couple of days ago. Remember the satanic statue in the Iowa State Capitol? So you had Trump coming out right away and saying, hey, look, got it. You know, the governor made the wrong decision. She should have had the statue removed. Then you had all these other people coming out, some of the big, huge Trump guys saying, I think Jack Posobiec, among others, out there saying they were going to fund a legal defense fund for the Christian soldier, the military veteran who actually cut the head off of the satanic statue. And all of these people, all of Trump world was jumping in on this. And then the next day, Ron DeSantis says he's going to donate. Now, yesterday, when word came down at the Supreme Court, the only person who jumped out initially was not Ron DeSantis. It was Vivek Ramaswamy, cut number two.
They have just tried to bar President Trump from the Colorado ballot using an unconstitutional maneuver that is a bastardization of the 14th Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. This was a provision, Section 3, that was designed to bar Confederate members, people who switched to the Confederacy, from actually being able to serve. That's very different than what's at issue here, to say the least. This is a hollowed-out husk of what the country was built on. The basic principle that we, the people, select our leadership, not the unelected elite class in the back of palace halls. That's old world Europe, not the United States. That's why I'm making a pledge today that I will withdraw, I pledge to withdraw from the Colorado GOP primary ballot unless and until Trump's name is restored. And I demand that Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie and Nikki Haley do the same thing, or else these Republicans are simply complicit in this unconstitutional attack on the way we conduct our constitutional republic.
All right. So that's what Ramaswamy did, which was a pretty bold thing. I do not recommend doing that, by the way. That would just be giving in to the Colorado Supreme Court. We've got to fight this. We've got to fight till our last breath. Don't pull your name off the ballot. But where was DeSantis? DeSantis was in some sort of a back room somewhere. And he was running around with his advisors. What's everybody else saying? What's the vibe? Can we float a triumph balloon? What's everybody else saying? I don't want to weigh in until everybody else weighs in, and then I'll weigh in. And so, sure enough, that's what happened. And DeSantis eventually came out and threw his support behind President Trump. But the guy is not a leader. He's always a wait-and-see kind of a guy. He wants to check the temperature of the room before he weighs in. All right, we're opening up the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Our website, toddstarns.com. Great stories. Got to go check those out in the break. We'll be right back, America. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. Oh, this is kind of exciting. Got an email last night from YouTube. You might remember about 6 months ago, I was permanently banned, shut down my Twitter, the YouTube channel, the whole nine yards. They said I violated their community standards by posting a speech that was delivered by President Trump. How dare you? Can't have that on YouTube. So anyway, I've been appealing every single week. I was sending appeals because we did nothing wrong. And by the way, there's a lot of freaky stuff on YouTube. And so last night, finally, YouTube sent me an email and they said, oopsie, our bad. We were wrong. You were right. Sorry. They apologized. So they reinstated the account, profusely apologized, and we'll see how long that lasts. But we would love for you to hang out with us. We're posting a lot of videos and stuff there, and we would love for you to go and check out our YouTube channel, which is now back up and running. So anyway, at Todd Starnes, I believe, is the YouTube channel address. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Adam is listening to us in Memphis, Tennessee, on our flagship station, the great KWAM. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just want to comment. I think that this decision by Colorado to keep Trump off the ballot is just asinine. I think it's just a forerunner of things to come as other people that a few people don't like go to the tribunals to keep them from voting. I just think it's crazy.
Do you think this is? How do you think this is going to play nationally, Adam? Do you think Trump is going to get more support, or do you think people are going to back away and say, you know what, we may need to reconsider our Republican nominee?
I think it's going to be a boost for Trump. I think that people are just going to be mad about it, and they're going to, the ones who are on the fence are just going to rally around Trump.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, Adam, in Memphis, is there a big Trump vibe? Are you sensing a lot of Trump support out in Western Tennessee?
I don't know. I'm confined to my home, but what people I hear on the radio and what people are saying is they're all solid for Trump. They're tired of this nonsense that's going on in Washington with the idiot that's in the White House, and they've got to do something. So even if they voted for Biden last time, they're saying we were wrong and we're going to vote for Trump this time. There's not a Republican on the ticket or on the debates that even can hold a flame to him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just don't see it, Adam. And again, the Democrats are terrified. They know what's coming, and these they can read the polls just like everybody else, And I think we're looking at a Reagan-Mondale landslide. That's what I think we're looking at here.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's going to be a monumental about that comes about.
Adam, I appreciate that call. Thank you for listening to KWAM, and we appreciate you listening to the show as well. By the way, KWAM, congratulations. KWAM named one of the top 20 news talk radio stations in America. And we're mighty proud of the great team leading the efforts there in Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. Monumental shift, ladies and gentlemen. When you see the anger from moms and dads at what's happening in the public schools, when you see the illegals being shoved into areas that are populated by Asian Americans and blacks, Democrat strongholds, and now those voters are becoming second-class citizens to make way for the illegals. When you see the out-of-control spending of the government, when you see the economy and you see people struggling to pay their bills, much less buy a Christmas present for the kids, we are in a precarious spot as a nation, but it also is an opportunity for Donald Trump to step in with a message and a promise to bring America back from the brink. I believe this could be an historic landslide victory for this president. Let's go to Connor in Boston, Massachusetts. Connor, what's going on?
You know, I'll tell you. First of all, that first caller called in, Clay. You know, I don't know if he's been hitting the eggnog a little bit too early this year, but he didn't sound like he was making a lot of financial sense by liquidating all that.
He liquidated his 401k. I mean, he's going to take a huge tax hit in a couple of months. I don't.
Yeah.
That's why again, people say, Todd, why would you drive someone away from your radio show? Because we want to help people. And I think Dave Ramsey could give him some really good, strong financial advice.
I think he better, call that show because other than that, I think we're going to be paying for his bills very soon when he goes on welfare.
Unless, of course, Connor, Clay was not being honest with us. And that could be the case. What's going on,
Connor? Democrat, probably.
Well, there you go.
But first of all, I'm going to tell you, I am listening to you today on your great app. I just heard you talking about that. This is my go-to radio station. I have it blaring all the time. So very grateful this year to be able to be streaming that. But when it comes to, the president and being removed from the ballot, I'm almost in disbelief. Not really, but at the same time, that they would actually be this dumb to try to pull something like this. What they're trying to do is they know the momentum Trump has. They know he's going to win. And they know what a threat he is. So they're using every power they can to try to silence him and try to remove him from the election, because they know it's going to be a landslide victory. I mean, the president, he delivered such great results for us the first time. We know he's going to deliver it again. And if they want to play this card about the insurrection, I mean, another thing in the Constitution, which is those who commit treason to not the public office. And I think once Trump gets back in there, there's plenty to look into, not only with the president, but the rest of the high-ranking Democrats committing what could be perceived as treason to our country.
Connor, let me jump in there. Your phone connection is super bad, my friend. But I will say this, and I also hope you have a very Merry Christmas, Connor. I think that's what they're ultimately concerned about, is that they know they have committed wrongdoing, and there are some reports out there that the documents that they were looking for in Mar-a-Lago, this came out just a few days ago, that the documents they're looking for at Mar-a-Lago was the evidence of the Russia collusion hoax and who was behind it and how it all went down. And we all know that the breadcrumbs led right back to Barack Obama in the Oval Office. So there's a lot going on here. The Democrats, deep state, very concerned if Trump gets power. It's not going to be about payback. It's about righting wrongs, and it's about serving up justice. That's what it's all about. And they're terrified of that, absolutely terrified. And they want you to be. Look, there is an effort afoot to stop you from going and voting on Election Day. And that's why the FBI is knocking on the doors of the parents complaining at school board meetings, knocking down the doors of pro-lifers, trying to infiltrate the churches. And by the way, that story, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We're getting reports that the FBI was trying to infiltrate Catholic churches all over America. If you're a Catholic, I would need you to explain to me why you're still voting for the Democrat. It's insane. Let's go to Georgia. WDUN Joanna is on the line. Hi, Joanna. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Todd. I was calling about the Colorado situation with taking Donald Trump's name off of the ballot. I don't see why their citizens can't just write him in. Write his name in.
Well, they certainly could do that, Joanne. The question is, would those votes count? Would the Colorado Supreme Court allow those votes to count? This is not going to. Let's just say for the sake of the argument, if the Supreme Court declines to hear this case or rules against Trump, I think at that point the conservatives, the Republicans, have to rise up, march in the streets, and take control. You can be peaceful about it, but we cannot allow this kind of thing to stand. This is literally a kangaroo court decision that went down yesterday.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Todd.
All right, Joanne, appreciate that call, and you keep listening to us and support the great folks at WDUN. Man, do they have some good people at that radio station. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas, listening to us on our mighty 990 app. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Hey, Steve, what you got for us?
I just wanted to comment on the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, looking at this Colorado deal. I think there's a lot more important than a lot of people think. What I think the left's trying to do with this is get a precedent in their pocket going into these felony trials on Donald Trump of the Supreme Court saying, yes, a state or a court has the right to take someone off of a ballot. If they get that in their pocket, if they get that precedent set, when it comes time for the November election, the real election, not the primaries, Donald Trump will be either a convicted felon or locked up in jail somewhere. They're using this to give them the justification to take him off the ballot in November.
You see, Steve, this is why Jack Smith is wanting to speed up these trials. He wants this over and done with. He thinks he can get a Trump conviction, and he wants that to happen before the elections. And why is it? Because they want Trump off the ballot. That's what this is all about. They are trying to get Trump off the ballot because they know that if he is on the ballot, he's going to win. He's going to win in a landslide. So it's going to be all hands on deck. Democrats are running scared right now, and they have weaponized these state courts, and they're going to try to get their pound of flesh.
These polls are showing that he's getting ahead of their ability to cheat. That's their other option, is just not letting him be on the ballot.
That's it. Steve, you're right. And they see that, which is why they're terrified, because they know they're losing control of some of their key demographics, especially in the black community. If I were Donald Trump, I would be holding rallies in the south side of Chicago right now. I mean, that's how crazy it's getting with these illegals. But again, Steve, we can't lose sight of there are two big issues here. The other one is happening at our border right now, where you're having upwards of 14,000-15,000 people per day coming across the border. This is about the complete destabilization of our nation right now.
Well, the way I look at it, if they do what they're trying to do by keeping Donald Trump off the ballot, if they pull that off, there ain't much sense of worrying about the border.
We will not have a country at that point.
Right, right.
We will not have a country. Steve, appreciate that call. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here, going right back to the phones. Your reaction. Do you have concerns? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I'm encouraged by all of this. I really am. I think the Colorado Supreme Court inadvertently did all of us a great favor. Folks, shocking numbers here. 90% of the medicines that we use are produced outside the United States. Did you realize that? And by the way, most of those medicines are produced in China. So just think about this for a moment. What happens when China decides no more medicine for you, America? I've got the answer. You need to get a wellness company medical emergency kit. I have two of these. It's incredible. The wellness company medical emergency kit, you're going to get 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin. And I want you to think back to the days of the pandemic when you could not find these things. You could not find these medications. Well, thanks to the wellness company, you're going to be able to have an emergency supply of amoxicillin, ivermectin, and other life-saving medications, along with a guidebook on how to use them. So it doesn't matter if it's a tick bite to the COVID vaccine or the COVID virus. It doesn't matter. You're covered. Go to twc.health/darns. That's twc.health/darns and get yourself a medical emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/darns. Use my code, Starns. It'll prompt you. They'll ask you to enter a code, enter my last name, and you're going to save 10%. We'll be right back. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starns. That's MyPillow.com/Starns. Use the promo code Starns to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starns. Use the promo code Starns or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starns. All right, let's get right to the phones here. Centerville, Texas. Terry is listening today to us today on the Mighty 990 app. All right, Dylan, remind me, after we have our chat with Terry, I've got to explain to people what the app is all about here. Terry, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Todd, very quick. This is Harry.
Harry, my apologies. Harry?
Oh, no apologies necessary. I have a question, Todd, and I've looked, and I can't find, of course, we don't have too many examples, but President Trump was impeached for the January 6th in the Senate, and he was found not guilty on all charges. Isn't it double jeopardy for Colorado to be holding him guilty?
No, because there was not a trial. So this is apples and oranges. So this has nothing to do with it. The concern is that they're making their decision based on a lie, and the lie is that they say that Trump was guilty of leading an insurrection. He has not been found guilty of leading an insurrection.
Well, I can't say on the radio what I think about.
We appreciate it. It's a family friendly show, Harry.
But I did have a question on that because the way they held the impeachment, it was, to me, it was like a trial, you know.
Well, they didn't have the trial in the Senate. So that's where the trial, they impeach and then you have a Senate trial. And that did not happen. So, Harry, thank you for calling in. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Let me tell you about the app. This is so cool. I think in the past, I don't know, 6 hours, we've had about 50 or 60 people sign up for our free app. Look, our radio show is growing. We're adding Houston, Texas coming up in January. Amarillo, Texas coming on board with us as well in the new year. But a lot of radio stations around the nation do not carry us. So what we're doing through the radio station I own, KWAM in Memphis, if you go to our website, kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com, and click on the app. You will be able to download that app free of charge. It's a great app, too. You'll be able to listen to our show, but also 24 hours of conservative talk radio that we have on this app. Folks like Lars Larson and Charlie Kirk and Sebastian Gorka, Armstrong and Getty, and Rita Cosby. So we have some great conservative hosts, and it's all free of charge. That's one of the things that we like to do just as a way of saying thank you. And we want to make it easy for you to be able to listen to the show. And we have tens of thousands of people that listen to us via the app. All right, so hang tight. We've got Greg in North Georgia, Roger in North Carolina. We're going to get to your calls, but we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. If you want to download the app, go right now to kwamradio.com. We'll be right back, America.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We've got a problem here, ladies and gentlemen, and I normally do not like to deal with personnel issues on live radio from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. But every now and again, we have to address some personnel issues, some HR violations. Now, the studio here at the Todd Starnes radio program is something of a sacred space, hallowed ground, if you will. And this is where we walk into every day, and we sit down for 3 hours, and we bring you broadcast excellence from our news bunker here at KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee. I want to bring into the conversation my good friend Robin Poffman, our great national correspondent. And Robin, I just sincerely hate to have to bring you into this conversation because it's a very disturbing thing that has happened in the Todd Starnes sacred studio.
Oh, no. What happened now?
Rob, what do you mean, what happened now? It's, I know this is like a first. I don't think this has ever happened before, Robin. This is why is a breaking news. Robin, I'm sitting here and I'm looking over to where the call screener monitor is, and I realize that someone left a jar of beef organs in my studio, as in cow body parts.
Ew.
This is relevant in a couple of ways because you and I worked together for a number of years at Fox News in New York.
Right.
We were cubicle mates. And one of the things I had to deal with was Robin Poffman's affection for boiled eggs in the morning.
That's right. That's right.
So I thought when I bought my own radio station and I had my own space, I wouldn't have to worry about things like that. But not only, and I know who did this. It's Ben Dieter, the morning show host at KWAM.
He's the guilty party. What did he leave over? Like ribs?
No. Well, you see, that's what I was wondering because, you know, he's a runner. You know, he does the marathons.
He's a marathon man.
Yeah, he weighs like 3 pounds. And so now all of a sudden he's on this beef diet where he has to eat all this red meat. Apparently it's a thing.
So yeah, I saw that online. I'm not sure. I mean, do you have to check in with your cardiologist?
What's
going to be his punishment for doing this with the smelly food leftovers?
This is sickening. I'm looking at the And by the way, it's not even American. It's not even American cows. They're from New Zealand. What, American cows weren't good enough for you, Dieter? I know he's listening.
Oh, gross.
So,
and you know, I don't want to name this person, but there was a person who used to eat at my, forget about me and the hard-boiled eggs. At least I would, you know, take a glass container and remove them. But there was somebody who used to eat at my desk on the overnight and leave like, remember that person? And then that became a matter.
I think that, that guy's dead now, by the way. So we should.
Oh, he's dead? I don't think so. I actually think I saw him online.
Really? Oh, geez.
I think he's come back from the dead and his disgusting food that he used to eat at my desk.
I felt bad for you a time, Robin. I thought, I wonder if, have you checked your cholesterol? You know, that's, anyway, Hoffman, I'm reading the list here of ingredients. Liver, heart, kidney, pancreas, and spleen. I literally have a cow's pancreas in my news studio.
Oh, that is unacceptable. You have to call. Who's heading HR? Grace Baker?
We got
to
get Grace on the line. Yeah, Grace, this is just unacceptable. Just unacceptable.
Yeah. Oh, I think you should make her HR director in addition to all her other 1,000 duties that she does over there.
He needs to be eating ribs. Brisket.
Yeah, that is really and nothing from nothing against the country of New Zealand, but he's got to eat USA grade beef from somewhere in the Midwest.
They're like little hobbit cows, right? Isn't that where Lord of the Rings was?
Yeah, this is not good. I'm going to have to call Dieter myself.
Yeah, we've got to stage an intervention. This is not good. Somebody said, maybe Ben, I just got a text message. Oh, I think this is from our buddy Wyatt Cox over at the Nevada Talk Network. He says, maybe Dieter mentally the pork behind as a way of defending the bunker from Islamic radicals. It's a good thought.
Stranger things have happened. It's a good thought. A good, great email.
You never know. All right, there you go. So, Dieter, please come during the commercial break and remove the beef organs from the studio. My goodness. You never know what's going to happen here on the program, Poffman. I'll tell you that much. Look, we appreciate you coming on, and a lot of news happening last night. A lot of people very concerned, very alarmed, and I'm wondering, what about you? Is there anything to be concerned about, or do you think the Supreme Court's going to do the right thing and overturn all of this nonsense?
Well, when I originally saw it with my husband last night in the breaking news, you know, hitting the gong on the left and right, you know, all the different cables I was tuning into, I thought, oh, wow, this could spread very easily to other states. And my husband and I both said that the Supreme Court needs to shut this thing down ASAP. You know, it's like, it's like this in my mind. It's like, you know, when a kid, you know, steals the M&Ms or a candy bar or something, and then you find out that your kid stole something, and, you know, you slap your kid's hand and you say, you better never do that again. You've got to, like, shut down the bad behavior before it spreads like a cancer, right? You gotta nuke it at the root. And I do think that the Supreme Court will take it up and shoot it down, because even folks on the left think that this is a very dangerous precedent. You have 4 out of 5 absolute lunatic liberals that voted for this, saying that Trump participated in the insurrection, which, by the way, he did not. If you go back to his actual words of what he actually said, was to go peacefully and protest, is a big difference from an insurrection and everything else that we saw. And there's a lot of shadiness that went down about January 6th that, you know, we can get into in another element. But this thing needs to be nuked at the root, and his name needs to go on the ballot. I also liked what Vivek Ramaswamy was saying, that, you know, hey, if this stands, take my name off. I thought that that was very courageous. And I think that Colorado has turned into a place that I'm not sure I'd want to be living there.
No, it's on the marijuana and the patchouli. They've lost the state. And I look, it is what it is. But these are far leftist that we're dealing with. And Robin, I'm with you. The concern is that this snowballs and other, you know, other blue state courts do the same thing. On the other side, the flip side, you've got Jack Smith, who's really wanting to get these trials over and done with because he wants a guilty plea. I just think they're terrified of a Trump landslide. They know what's coming, and they're going to try to do everything in their power using the weaponized courts, the weaponized judicial system to take out Trump.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very interesting that on the same day that this was all going down, that you heard this whole bogus, to me, it was a very bogus planted story about Jill Biden, and she's feeding him Joe salmon, and oh, he needs to rest more, and all this, you know, they're teeing it up for him to go to the old folks home and to get him off the stage over the Christmas holiday, or perhaps, you know, they'll take it, if Joe doesn't want to leave, they'll take it all the way up to the Democratic convention and then slip somebody else in there. But the point being that, you know, they know what's coming. And I really think that when all the polls are done, you know, next week or over the weekend, you're going to see a bump from this because, you know, Trump, people feel bad for this guy. This is somebody who's been, not everyone, but there's a healthy percentage of people that are still thinking clearly in this country, and they can see how unfair it is. And everyone in a job in their lifetime has been dealt a bad deck of cards, and everybody can see that what has gone on with former President Trump, and they know that it's not right. You can feel it in your bones that it's not right. And this is coming to the average citizen if we don't take care of it at this level. And it is very, very concerning to me. I really hope that the Supreme Court steps up and does the right thing. I mean, they have to. If we lose this election, our country is gone. I mean, literally gone. You see what's happening at the border. North of 12,000 people from God knows where are coming into our country unvetted. There was also a report today, Todd, I'm sure you saw it, of a woman, a conservative journalist who was on a plane from Arizona to New York City, and the plane, it was a Delta flight, loaded up with what she thought were clearly illegals. Now, was I there? Was I vetting them? Was I asking for IDs? No, I wasn't there, but this was her observation. And then you think to yourself, well, who's paying the bill for that? Well, the government under Biden. And we're in very dangerous times in this country.
Well, we as a matter of fact, we're working to get Ashley St. Clair on the show either today or tomorrow. She is the citizen journalist who filmed all of this on the Delta flights. But Robin, we were talking to Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina yesterday. He said he got a text from a major airline, a pilot who works at a major airline, who said they are freaking out, the pilots are freaking out because they have no idea who these people are that are being forced to be put on their planes. They're being forced to fly these people all over the country. He says they don't know who these people are. They have no ID. And even more concerning is that they have no idea if they've had, you know, medical tests or if they're carrying some sort of a disease. And that's a big deal, Robin. And we know that because the New York City Health Commissioner said they've had an outbreak of tuberculosis and polio coming from the illegal alien communities.
It's a huge issue. Where's the CDC? The new CDC director, she's hiding under her desk. You never see her. Dr. Mandy Cohen, you never see her. What's her position on this, right? We have no idea. It's very dangerous on a multitude of levels, on the Homeland Security level. We don't know who they are, where they came from, and also on the disease level. I would also say this, Todd, kind of, you know, off topic a little bit. What's really bothering me the most as we head here into the Christmas holidays is you and I will remember when we were kids, Ted Koppel on the air, right? You know, it's day 65 of the hostage crisis, da-da-da-da-da. What have we heard about the hostages, some Americans and the Israelis still being held in Gaza? I feel like Biden, forget about him eating salmon and his, you know, his sleeping behaviors. What are we doing to get these people home, to get these people out? It really bothers me the state of the country we're in with a wide open border, hostages being taken, you know, from Israel, Americans in the group. I mean, how much worse is it going to get? This boomerang effect is going to only help former President Trump because people remember the good old days of peace, peace and prosperity. And they look around at these candidates and say to themselves, who has the, who's got it? Who's the man or woman who's large and in charge, who can restore law and order to this country and, frankly, to the world? And only one name comes up.
That's it. Robin, we're going to leave it there. Hope you and Mr. Robin have a very merry Christmas, happy holiday. I'll send you a batch of the beef organs.
No, thank you. You can hold off on that and also on the fruitcake.
No fruitcake. All right, Robin Poffman, ladies and gentlemen. Robin, always enjoy having you on the show. Take care now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Wow. I'm reading the label here of the beef, the jar of beef organs. What is this? A spleen. It's a cow spleen. And it says it's regenerative. What does that mean, Dylan? It just like automatically, like you eat one spleen and another one pops up in the jar?
Maybe it's replacing the ones in your body.
It really is a replacement theory in a jar. Small batch, by the way. It's not a large batch. Dater, come and get your beef organs. We got to take a break. We are going right to the phones. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, a little Mannheim steamroller in honor of El Rushbo. And we have, we're going to do a little giveaway. I'm calling an audible here. And if you are caller number three, we're going to send you some delicious, and man, is it good. The Mannheim steamroller has their own hot cocoa, cinnamon hot cocoa mix. And we've got some of that to give away. The folks over at the group sent us some. And if you would like some delicious Mannheim steamroller hot cocoa, all you have to do is be caller number three, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Greg in North Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Greg, I know you want to weigh in on this Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, I have two questions for you, then I'll let you opine. The first one is, if they want to leave Trump off the ballot for insurrection that he was never charged for, does that mean we can leave Biden off the ballot for dereliction of duty and aiding and abetting the enemy? And number two, can a state Supreme Court justice...
Well, I'm not sure what happened to Greg there, but Greg, it's a great question you raised, and I will answer it to the best of my ability. It ought to be. That's exactly what ought to happen. Because clearly President Biden has violated his oath of office, and he's also violated the Constitution. The oath of office to protect and defend this nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. He has not done that. And then the Constitution requires the federal government to step in and protect any state of the union that's been invaded. And they have not done that as well. So it's a great question, Greg. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. Merry Christmas, Patty.
Merry Christmas, Todd, and I love you, and I hope you have a safe Christmas. I love all you guys, too. Even Ben Dieter with his beef, whatever he left behind now.
The beef entrails, yes.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Oh, well, whatever. Hey, listen, I totally agree. How come nobody's going after Biden for treason?
It's a great question, Patty. I mean, the evidence is there. But look, why would we expect anybody to do that? Because the people who would have to do that happen to be in Congress right now, and they can't even impeach Alejandro Mayorkas for what's happening down at the border.
You know what? And I totally agree with you. You know what? I'm not even blaming the Democrats. I blame more of the Republicans.
Yeah, look, I'm with you there, Patty, and I say this a lot, that we've got to be on a wartime footing as a Republican Party, and we've got to do that. And if we don't, we're going to lose the day. Patty, we got to skedaddle. The time is slipping away. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you, Patty.
Merry Christmas. I love you.
All right. Love you too, Patty. Great lady right there. Hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon Recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Nothing says Christmas like Mannheim Steamroller. Love, love, love their music. Let's go to Hendersonville, North Carolina. Joe is listening to us on WHKP. Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Great, Dodd. I hope you are as well.
Joe, I'm doing well, I know it's already a little chilly in your neck of the woods. I was just over in Hendersonville a few days ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you. I knew you were here but couldn't make the talk. I wished I could have.
Well, it's all right, but we're going to help warm you up a little bit because we're going to hook you up with some delicious Mannheim Steamroller chocolate cinnamon cocoa.
Man, if it's as good as their show, it's going to be delicious.
I think as soon as you take a swig of it, you'll be able to go down and start playing stuff on the keyboards. It's that good.
Well, I played percussion in high school, so that's close enough, I guess.
Is that, you know, I have mad props for you. You know, that is a tough thing to do. Do you play the drums, marimba? What do you play?
I don't anymore, but I did play some snare drum and some cymbals and that, and it was fun, but it's been many years.
When I was a little fella, I wanted a drum set for Christmas, which Santa brought, but after a few days later, the drums disappeared, and my mom said that Santa made a mistake and somebody that they were meant for somebody else. I was always suspect of that.
I get it.
All right, Joe. Well, hang tight, and we're going to get your address, and we're going to ship that out to you. And we appreciate you listening to WHKP and appreciate you listening to the Todd Starnes radio show. This story from the New York Post. Generation Z, they are confident they could write a better self-help book than millennials and boomers. Now, right out of the gate here, I have a problem with the headline. Because they leave out the best generation of all. That's Generation X, the Gen Xers. That's my generation. So my beef with the young people, and maybe this is just me, but when the Gen Z crowd or the millennial crowd, they look at you or they look down at you and they're like, oh, that, you know, Starnes is a boomer. No, Starnes is a Gen Xer. The boomers are the parents of the Gen Xers. Got to get it right. Nearly half, 47% of Americans think they could write a self-help book based on their life experience. A recent survey of 2,000 adults discovered that youth and wisdom are not mutually exclusive. 81% of Gen Z say they are much more confident that they could pen a book with life advice than millennials or the boomers. The average person starts reading self-help books at 14 years old, but Gen Z readers, 60%, are more likely than older generations to begin reading these books between the ages of 10 and 15. Is this true, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe that Gen Z could write a better self-help book than, say, I don't know, Gen Xers or the baby boomers? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So I want to play some audio here. A lot of the TV networks last night going to town over Donald Trump and the Supreme Court decision out of Colorado. Cut number 18.
It is a significant and historic ruling.
It's an explosive moment in the 2024 presidential campaign.
So this is a stunning decision here from the Colorado Supreme Court.
But it's not a stunning decision. All you have to do is read it and realize. At first, by the way, I thought it was a draft. I could not believe that they would put something out like that because there's absolutely no way that Trump is guilty of doing what they say he's guilty of. Cut number one, please.
It's no wonder crooked Joe Biden and the far left lunatics are desperate to stop us by any means necessary. They are willing to violate the U.S. Constitutions at levels never seen before in order to win this election. Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. It's a threat. They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls.
And he's right. That's the problem. They are terrified of this man. They are terrified because he knows what the problem is in Washington, D.C. He's got the goods on all these people. And given the power, he is going to be righteously indignant. Well, Tom, that's just inappropriate. That's not good form. We don't need our elected leaders to be indignant. Really? I seem to remember reading a book where somebody in a robe got righteously indignant and turned tables over in a temple. Is that okay? Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. David is on the line. WSIC, our terrific affiliate there. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I heard you talking about Rita Cosby earlier. And two summers ago, I called her, ABC out of New York, letting her know that the stuff that's killing everybody killed my brother, Miss Fentanyl.
Yes, sir.
And my brother laid in the bed for about 10 days, sir. And they had to bring hazmat out to get my brother. And it's killed a lot of high profile people. Prince, Tom Petty. It killed a Baltimore Raven this past summer, about a year ago, because I was about 25 miles above Baltimore. He didn't play a football game, I believe. He was like 22 years old. And little babies, I'm sure you heard about New York.
Well, it's coming across the border. I guess that's the point you're trying to get at, is this fentanyl is coming across the border.
Well, my question to you, sir, is why haven't we got down there to that border? We the people, shoulder to shoulder, forget all this stuff in the government. We the people should be down there keeping this from coming across our border.
Well, we're supposed to have a military to do that for us. We're supposed to have a border patrol to do that for us, and they're just not doing it, David. And the reason why, and it's a pretty ugly, devious, and evil reason, the Democrats want the drugs coming across the border. Because they know that their demographics are going to be mostly impacted by these drugs, and they want those demographics reliant upon the Democrats for everything. So they want them to be addicted not just to the drugs, but to the Democrat Party and all of the free programs that the Democrats give them, courtesy of the hardworking American taxpayers. And that's why. But you're right, David. At some point, and I appreciate your call, But at some point, we are all, as a nation, we're going to have to make some really tough decisions. We cannot sustain the numbers coming across the border. And if our federal government will not protect us, it is incumbent upon the states to intervene. And whatever that looks like, we've got to do. But we cannot allow our nation to be invaded. We just can't do it. All right, let's go to Maine. Diane is listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster, Ray Richardson Country. Hi, Diane. What's going on today?
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and the greatest of New Year's. I listen to you every day in my car.
Well, you're very kind. How did you say that, Diane? You're what?
I feel like I'm in my car. I listen to you all the time, every
day. I love that Maine accent.
12 o'clock noon.
I love your accent, Diane. It's awesome.
I have no accent, so I'm not a Maine. Yes, I am.
You know what we call? You know what we call? You know what we call cars down here in the South?
Yes.
Trucks. That's what we call them. All right, go ahead. Listen, I'm sorry.
No problem. I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court in Colorado. This did not surprise me whatsoever, Todd. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was reading my liberal newspaper, which I never buy, but it was on the front page of the newspaper. Our legislature up in Augusta, Maine, was considering a bill to keep Trump off the ballot. I was outraged. I've had acquaintances with Supreme Courts. I do not trust them. I brought a case against the Supreme Court on my own. I had 47 briefs that I made up that any attorney would have loved. If it had not been done right, I would have had my case dismissed. They kept it for 2 months. I proved fraud on the other side. The justices were all lied to, and they did not care. They sided with the opposition party. So I have no faith whatsoever, Todd, in the Supreme Courts in any state in this country. So it's got to go higher than this. It's got to go to the Supreme Court of the United States to see this through.
Well, it has to. And Diane, if the liberal justices are being honest, they will side with the conservative justices here, and it will be a unanimous ruling. And if not, and this is why this is so vitally important, we have got some conservative justices that are getting on up there. So whoever the next president is going to be will have some Supreme Court picks, maybe one, maybe two. And my concern is that if the Democrats control the Supreme Court and they side with the Colorado Supreme Court, then we've lost the country. It's over at that point.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And we're headed in that direction, Todd. And I am fearful every single day, every single day. And I have to put up another sign on my front yard that the Democrats will never tell me, as long as I live, who I'm going to vote for, even if I have to write his name in on the ballot. They will never tell me. I am an American citizen. I am proud of it. And I'm going to stand by the principles that this country was born on.
Good for you, Diane. Good for you. And no need to be alarmed. No need to live in fear, because we know that God is in control of all of this. Right. So
I agree.
We're going to go through some rough patches, but we're all in it together. That's why we have this radio show. That's why I own KWAM, the news radio station, so that we will always have a blowtorch for freedom and conservative values. And folks can listen across the country. You've got one right there in beautiful Maine, WLOB. Diane, God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. And thank you for calling in today.
Love you very much, Todd. Keep up the great work that you do every day, and God has got you in his hands. I know he has, just
Amen.
Like he has President Trump.
Amen. Thank you for that. Jonathan Turley, writing in The Messenger, he says, the only good news is that this flawed theory can now be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where it is likely to be put to rest conclusively. For many voters, however, the opinion will only reinforce Trump's claims that Democrats are engaging in lawfare to achieve in the courts what they cannot achieve in the polls. He's absolutely right here. So here's my question for you Republican voters out there. Has this changed your opinion of Donald Trump one way or the other? If the Supreme Court decides Colorado was right and Trump can't be on the ballot, does this change your opinion of whether or not he should be the party's nominee? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Well, I have to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. There's a great opportunity for you to get a new free Samsung A14 smartphone, which is pretty awesome. Now, I still have the iPhone. I just upgraded again. But you get, if you're interested in getting a free Samsung A14 smartphone, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Patriot Mobile's coverage is just unmatched. And the reason why is that their service uses the same towers as all three major carriers. So if you're ever experiencing coverage issues, Patriot Mobile can switch you for free to the most appropriate network for your area. And they're also doing some incredible things like the Santa Boots program, where they are helping meet the needs of service members and veterans and active duty military families during the Christmas season. It's really a wonderful, wonderful ministry and a terrific cell phone service. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Be sure to use the promo code Todd and you're going to get great discounts. We'll be right back. This coming in from Bill Malugin over at Fox. Sources tell him Governor Greg Abbott is now flying illegals to sanctuary cities. The first flight of 120 illegals landed at Chicago's O'Hare Airport last night after taking off from El Paso. They say all the illegals signed voluntary waivers. The governor says any sanctuary city is fair game as Texas continues to deal with a massive influx of illegals. Look, I appreciate this. My concern is, what happens if you and your family are getting on board the next flight and that plane has been filled with illegals who may have tuberculosis or the bubonic plague or whatever? Because all of that has been very well documented coming across the border. Lice, for example. Todd, you're just you're a Nazi. You're a Nazi. No, I'm not a Nazi. I just don't want to get head lice. Let's go to Jackson, Tennessee. Sharon, listening to us on the great WTJS Frankie Lax Country. Sharon, what's on your mind?
Well, you asked the question if we would still be going to vote for Trump despite what's happening in Colorado. And honestly, you know, I was looking towards DeSantis, you know, earlier in the year, and I really hadn't made up my mind about Trump. You know, I voted for him the first time he ran, and honestly, this made up my mind. I'm definitely going to vote for him, period, just because of this. The harder they try to keep him out, the harder we need to push to get him in. There's something going on that they do not want him in again. And that's why we need to push the harder to get him in.
Sharon, they're terrified of Donald John Trump, terrified of this man. And that tells me all I need to know.
Yeah, there's something going on. They do not want him in. And he was, you know, he was a fluke. He wasn't supposed to have been in when he got in. You know, Clinton was supposed to have been in, and they were going to continue their Obama's propaganda and measures and everything else way back then, and he was just a fluke, and he let us see we don't have to go the party of the jackass, and that I don't call them Democrats anymore. I call them the party of the jackass because that's what it is.
It's biblical, and Sharon. It's in the Old Testament. They're asses, yes, ma'am. So you're well within your rights to call them that. All right,
well, thank
Sharon.
You. That's all I got to say.
Merry Christmas to you, Sharon. Oh, my goodness. By the way, just a reminder here, and this is why the media is so evil and people, you know, look at the polls. Nobody trusts the media anymore. Here's the reason why. Go back to Charlottesville. Remember what they said. He was supporting the white supremacist. He said very fine people. No, he didn't. As a matter of fact, Trump went out and condemned the white supremacist. The very fine people he was talking about on both sides happen to be people who have a problem tearing down statues. Trump never praised, never endorsed, never backed the white supremacist. And just like he was talking of just a few days ago about all of the disease coming across the border, he's not talking about law-abiding immigrants. He's talking about illegal aliens who, quite frankly, are bringing disease across the border. Facts seem to matter, but they don't matter to the mainstream media. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us today. By the way, we'll be bringing you some audio momentarily. President Biden trying to talk black. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, we're going to be talking to Congressman Kevin Hearn. He is chairman of the Republican Study Committee, and we're going to have a great conversation about what just happened in Colorado. But hear me on this, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been dealing with a lot of messages from you fine folk, and some of you are just very concerned. Todd, is it over? No, it's not over. Just calm down. It's going to be okay. We are in for a very bumpy ride as we move towards the presidential election, and it's going to get a lot uglier. But we just had a caller on, and we'll open up the phone lines here momentarily. Just had a caller who said she was on Team DeSantis, but because of what the Colorado Supreme Court just did, she is rock solid now standing behind Donald Trump. And it seems like the more they attack this man, the more they bully this man, the more emboldened his supporters have become. And Trump explained what's going on in a speech he gave yesterday in Waterloo. And there was a lot of truth to what he said. And I think you get it, too. That's the thing. You get it. If you are a Make America Great Again, America First conservative, you understand Trump. Because they're coming after you just like they're coming after Trump. He gets it, and you get it. And there comes a point, and feel free to chime in here on this, but there comes a point where even the most kind and patient and good-hearted man says enough is enough. You say, well, Todd, what does the Bible say? The Bible says to turn the other cheek, Todd. That's what a Christian man would do. Yes, that is what a Christian man would do. But it doesn't say what we should do when we turn the other cheek and they smack us on that cheek. Well, Todd, you just have to forgive 70 times 7. Well, I'm all about forgiving, but I'm not going to stand there and have somebody slap the living daylights out of me. So here's my take on it. I'm going to give you 4 cheeks to smack, right? But after that 4th cheek, it's on like Donkey Kong. And I think a lot of people out there in Trump world have reached that point where they're sick and tired of being called racist. They're sick and tired of being called Christian nationalist. They're sick and tired of all of the hate that's just been dumped on them every single day. Now they're calling us all Nazis. But what's ironic here, and we have taken you through this process, but every time the Democrats are calling you something, it's to deflect what they're up to. Democrats say they're Nazis. Nazis! It means they're up to Nazi-like behavior. And that's what happened in Colorado. Anyway, here's President Trump, cut 11.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. We're not going to allow them. Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it actually a great badge of honor. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Because I'm being indicted for you. Never forget, our enemies want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple. I'm not going to let them do it. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me. They're after you. I just happen to be standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way.
And you know who's really doing it? You know who's really behind all of this? We're talking about the Hillary Clinton supporters, the supporters of Mrs. Bill Clinton. You know, I was there when she lost that election in 2016. And those women, the feminazis, they have not forgotten about that, right? They're still looking for revenge. The Mexican Manchu wearing crowd. And you know who they are. They're normally very robust gals wearing size 30 pants. They have to wear the stretchy pants. They've got the pink hair and the blue hair, and they have man hands, and they're very, very vile people. They're mean. They have names, and they love calling people names. And these people, these raging liberal loons, they want to destroy all of us. They want to destroy Donald Trump. That's what they're trying to do. I want you to hear from a New York Times writer, Mara Gay. That's her last name, not her affiliation. Mara Gay, on all of you people who oppose removing Trump's name from the ballot. Cut 12.
To the Republican candidate's argument that this should be, the voters should have the say and not the courts.
Why are you standing with Confederates who betrayed this country? And this is what they're standing with, is the spirit of those Confederates rather than the Americans who came together after a long and brutal civil war that was fought to keep the Union together and clearly saw a threat in ex-Confederates running for office, so much so that they amended the Constitution to prevent those traitors from running for office. That should send a message that our election system, our electoral system, can be used for nefarious purposes against the democracy itself.
All right. So let me explain what this chick from the New York Crimes just told us. A few days ago, we told you on this program about the efforts to remove the Reconciliation Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery. This was the memorial commissioned by Congress to bring together the North and the South, the Yankees and the Southerners. And this was all done in post-Civil War America. Well, now you have Mara Gay and her ilk who have been leading the charge to have this torn down. A judge issued a temporary stay. By the way, we understand that the statue is coming down. So we will keep you updated on that. And if it happens during the show, we'll let you know about it. But the point of it is this, that they want you to believe that Donald Trump and all of the Trump supporters, so all of our audience, that we are Confederates, that we are un-American. That's what they want you to believe about us. They want you to believe that Donald Trump is some sort of a Confederate leader. Why, he say, I say, he's Jefferson Davis, I say. He's Robert E. Lee, worse than Robert E. Lee. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. When Donald John Trump goes to glory and meets his maker, there will be Democrats in this nation who will fight and who will demand that his body not be buried on American soil. That's how devious these people are. And if you don't believe me on that, folks, again, they're likening Donald Trump to Confederate war generals, and they are literally trying to dig up the dead bodies of the Confederates and have them moved out of America. That's how evil these people are. The Democrats want a civil war. And they're counting on you having some sort of a negative reaction to all of this. They're counting on you being violent. But that's not who we are, folks. That's not what we do. We are a peaceful people. We don't burn down city blocks. But I'm telling you, the Democrats are itching for a civil war. That's what this is about. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us on the program today. I want to welcome all of our viewers on Newsmax 2 as we simulcast Hour 3 of the big show. By the way, I want to play some audio real quick here. President Biden getting in touch with the corn pop side of his life. Take a listen.
I come from a state that has the eighth largest black population in the country. And as they say, the saying goes, where I come, you brung me to the dance early on.
You brung me to the dance. All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Also, some breaking news out of California, where we understand that the Lieutenant Governor, Eleni Kounalakis is her name. She's urging the Secretary of State to explore every legal option to remove President Trump from their ballot in 2024. Well, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have the chairman of the Republican Study Committee joining us, Congressman Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma. Congressman, Merry Christmas to you. Hope you're doing well.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Todd. I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
I want to get your reaction to this breaking news here, where now you've got possibly California looking at a way to remove Trump from the ballot. I doubt this will be the last blue state that tries something like this.
Well, I tell you, Todd, what you're seeing is Joe Biden is very fearful. I say he is. His staff is fearful losing their job. I'm not sure Joe Biden knows what's going on. But, you know, when you see them trying to get President Trump off of, you know, blue states, certainly middle-of-the-road states, they know that he is going to win this election, and they've got to do everything they can to stop him from ever having a single vote. You know, if they're certain that they've, you know, got great policies and that, quote, Bidenomics is working, then they should let the voters make that decision. They should let him be on the ballot. But Joe Biden, you know, was supposed to be the savior of the Democrats. They savored the moment that they got to run against President Trump again about 6 months ago. And now President Trump is leading in every single poll out there because the American people are seeing the contrast between Trump policies and Biden policies. And they don't like what they're seeing and experiencing.
It's really quite remarkable when you hear the rhetoric coming from the left. Actually, you heard Vice President Kamala Harris just a little while ago accuse Trump of using Hitler-esque language, which was completely not true, taking things he said out of context. They're accusing the Republicans of being Nazis when, in fact, it's the left currently marching in the streets, attacking Jews, threatening Jewish students at Ivy League schools. Kangaroo courts that are taking away the right of the people to vote. This is really disturbing stuff. It seems like every time they accuse the Republicans of doing something, it's really to cover up what they're up to.
Well, they're hoping that the left-wing media will support their narrative. You know, we saw just week before last with our chairwoman, Elise Stefanik, in the closing moments, I actually had some time yielded to her by Aaron Halchin regarding, you know, asking the question about the anti-Semitic rants that the presidents of, you know, Penn and Harvard and others, and they couldn't respond. And then Harvard protecting their president, which was really sad to see that. But, you know, as we're seeing this, higher education is being more and more exposed. We saw this, you know, with what they were trying to do with Chinese, the Confucius Institutes that were coming in and building on campuses and indoctrinating our college level kids. And now we're starting to see this, you know, happen in the elementary schools. But this is just part of the Biden and the Democrat narrative is to socialize America. But people need to remember, you know, that President Xi Jinping is only president in name. His title is General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party. And that's what's infiltrating in the Biden administration, and Democrats are allowing this to happen. And we've got to continue to push back. I know President Trump knows that. I just talked to him last week. He knows this. He's fighting with every tooth and nail he can to get back into the White House so he can clean this mess up.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Kevin Hearn. He is chairman of the Republican Study Committee. Congressman, we've been following the developments at the border, and there are so many raging dumpster fires to talk about in the country. But I think this has to be the most important one, where, what, 12,000 people a day now coming across that border. We just got word, Governor Greg Abbott sending plane loads of illegals to sanctuary cities, and they will continue to do so. At what point do we have to all rise up and say, this is not working, our country's been invaded, we are being occupied? At what point does anybody get serious about the border?
Well, I will tell you, Todd, the Republican Party has been serious, you know, since we've been back in charge in the Republican, you know, in the House of Representatives. We passed a bill, H.R. 2, that was very comprehensive in attacking the border situation, reverting back to Trump policies that we know shut down the border. And, you know, what can't get happen right now is the White House and the Senate Democrats have failed to take anything up. So this is clearly a Democrat failure. And this is why you're seeing President Biden really circumventing Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to try to work out some kind of deal with Senator Lankford from my home state in Oklahoma to get something passed so we can get Ukraine passed. If you look at the polling for Joe Biden, you know, he sits down, it's the lowest of all the issues. It's the lowest that he polls on in favorability, down in the low 20s, 20%. People seeing this, Democrats are seeing it, you know, people are seeing it across the nation. You know, people wanted to be sanctuary cities and sanctuary states until they actually had that illegal immigrants come in and start park, you know, sleeping on park benches and taking over their schools and hotels. And now, as you know, Governor Abbott has shown, these people in Martha's Vineyard don't think it's funny anymore.
Well, again, when you look at how much money we have sent to Ukraine, and ultimately at the root of the problem in Ukraine is their border got overrun. Their borders were invaded. We have spent more money taking care of Ukraine than we have our own people in our own border states. And I think people really get frustrated. And I suspect that if we had spent as much time and effort and concern at our southern border as we are Ukraine, I think the American people would be looking at Ukraine in a very different light right now. But it's hard, Congressman, when you see the sorrow on the faces of so many people who live in those border communities, and they've just been overrun. And you shake your head and go, how in the world could we have allowed this to happen as a nation?
Well, certainly this has happened since Joe Biden has been in office. When you look at what's happened in the southern border, when you look at Ukraine, you look at China, look at North Korea, look at Iran, look at the Middle East. I mean, all of these things are the result of poor leadership. A failed pull out of Afghanistan in August of 2021. I had General Jack Keane as my guest last week, Wednesday, for dinner. And, you know, there are people calling from the White House about how the Americans, you know, how we regain our posture of being feared. And this president has done anything but that. You know, it's been often said that, you know, for his 50 years in office, he has been a failure on foreign policy. It's because Joe Biden is weak. He is a weak leader. And that is not going to change in his last, you know, 10 months, 12 months as president of the United States. And so we've got to get a strong leader. Our world depends on it. The safety and security of the world depends on it. Certainly the sovereignty of our great nation depends on it. And the future of the American people depends on it. And we need a leader that's actually going to create fear and gain respect back for the American people. And that's going to be somebody like Donald Trump.
All right. Well, Congressman, we have to leave it there. We're up against a break. We appreciate the great work of the Republican Study Committee. You guys are doing some fine work. And we certainly appreciate this bill you've introduced to combat the Confucius Institute's major story and a major issue in our university classrooms. Congressman, thank you again. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great one.
All right, you too. Kevin Hearn, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, going right to the phones coming up next. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Tom Stern Show. Honor Rush Limbaugh during this Christmas season. And here's what we're going to do. Caller number three is going to get a lovely supply of Mannheim Steamroller hot cocoa. It's pretty darn good. If you would like, and you don't have to get, you don't have to answer any questions. This is caller number 3-901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. And we're going to hook you up with some delicious hot cocoa courtesy of our friends at Mannheim Steamroller. Let's go to Lakewood, California. John is watching us on Newsmax 2 and wants to weigh in on the Supreme Court decision. John, before we get to that, I'm curious to hear your take on your lieutenant governor writing a letter and now wanting you guys to have Trump removed from your ballot as well.
I know. I heard it just from you. I wouldn't have known it if I hadn't heard it from you. these things are these characters just like that, yesterday up in Colorado. They shouldn't be allowed to take Trump off the ballot. They should let the people have the say, you know, on what they're going to do.
John, it's a troubling thing. We're not going to. This is not going to be the end of it. There are going to be other states that will try to do this. But yeah. You mark my words. Trump's approval ratings are going to go through the roof.
Through the roof. Yeah.
And it's going to mobilize every America First voter, and I suspect it's going to mobilize independent voters too.
Yeah. Okay. Todd, have a Merry Christmas.
John, Merry Christmas to you, and appreciate you listening to us there in beautiful California. It is a beautiful state. I mean, I know that they're under communist rule, but it's still a beautiful state. By the way, coming up a little bit later on the Newsmax TV show, we are going to be speaking with the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, Dave Williams, is going to be along at the top of the hour. Also, Alliance Defending Freedom. This case is unbelievable. A Michigan school is treating a girl as a boy behind the backs of the child's parents. We're going to be talking to Alliance Defending Freedom about this crazy lawsuit coming up as well. All right, let's go to the phones. Hendersonville, North Carolina. Alan is on the line. Alan, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Alan, you're going to be doing a whole heck of a lot better than me because you just picked up some free Mannheim Steamroller hot cocoa.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to trying it.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold, Alan, and we're going to get all of your information. And we've got a lot more to give away, and we'll do that as we get closer to Christmas Eve. So congratulations to Alan from Hendersonville, North Carolina. All right. I want to play some audio here. This is Frank Luntz, who is the pollster, weighing in on the Colorado Supreme Court decision, Cut 13.
Frank, what do you think the impact of this ruling will be on their support for him?
It's going to be exactly what the indictments did. It's going to be exactly what the criticisms have done. Donald Trump thrives on negativity. He thrives on legal systems that try to hold him accountable. And I'm convinced that his polling numbers are going to go up. Just today, the New York Times published 6 key swing states and had Donald Trump up beyond the margin of error in 5 out of the 6. The polling earlier, a month ago, was significant. Trump is gaining. The more that he is prosecuted, the more that he is condemned, the higher his numbers go as people rally around him. And I would say to the judges, as I said to the Justice Department, you're actually making it more likely that Donald Trump is elected next November by how you are pursuing this. You don't explain the decisions. You don't put things in context. And so Trump climbs and climbs and climbs. And right now, he's beating Joe Biden clearly nationwide.
Well, for the judges would say, look, we're just going by the law without fear or favor. And, I mean, but does the context even matter to Trump supporters? Because there have been. I mean, tonight's ruling was really lengthy, explaining point by point why they believe he incited the insurrection, why the 14th Amendment applies to him. But to the average Trump supporter, does that context even matter? Is this more about, once again, Trump is the victim of the deep state kind of thinking?
It actually proves Trump's point. It proves that the people in charge, the people in power, are trying to take him down. But it's not, you're not trying to reach all the Trump voters. You're simply trying to reach 3 or 4% of them that will make a difference in this election. Now, make no mistake, there's very few undecided voters right now. There are very few people going back and forth between Trump and Biden. It's more about those people are trying to decide whether or not to vote. And I got to tell you, Nikki Haley was gaining and gaining and gaining every single day. But she's going to be lost in the coverage for the next few days, maybe for the next couple of weeks. As Trump turns this to his advantage, he is the best victim politician I have ever seen in my 35 years in doing this. And this is exactly what he would have wanted in the run-up to the Iowa caucus.
Very quickly, because it stuck out to me in looking at these polls, how many people who sat out in 2020 are now saying they're going to vote and they're going to vote for Trump. So you think this just sort of supercharges that, right? It's going to just bring more people out to vote for him who maybe sat out before.
And the state that blew me away was Nevada, because that's a state with a significant percentage of Latino votes. Trump has been screaming about illegal immigration, and Nevada seems to be rewarding him for the language that he uses and for the intensity of his message. If Nevada is going this much for Trump, that ought to send you a big signal about what's happening in America today.
Well, he's not wrong. I'm not a big fan of Frank Luntz, but he's not wrong. I'm curious to hear from you, though. Why is it that every time they go after Trump and they think they've got him, right? It's sort of like, remember the old cartoon, Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, right? And in this example, Donald Trump is the Roadrunner and the Democrats are Wile E. Coyote. And every time they think they have Donald Trump, every time they think they've got Donald Trump, what happens? A giant Acme anvil falls on the head of Wile E. Coyote, the Democrats, every single time. And that's what's going to happen here. The Supreme Court is going to rule against the Colorado Supreme Court. Other states will try this. No doubt California will. Arizona possibly. But it's at the end of the day, it's only going to make Trump more popular. And I think the longer they do this, the more popular Trump becomes, even among independent voters in this country. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Sebastian, who is watching us on Newsmax 2. Sebastian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal is about Trump referring to the migrants poisoning our blood. It's not like he called them vermin or anything like that. It's not like he called them subhuman.
Well, let me stop you there, Sebastian. Let me stop you there, because Trump did not call the migrants and did not call out the migrants. He called out the illegal aliens. That's who he was referring to, the illegals.
Right. Well, they are poisoning our blood. But do you think you should call them subhuman?
Sebastian, all right, I'm not going to let you get away with this, all right? You're playing into the mainstream media narrative. Trump did not say that. Trump was talking about the fentanyl and the drugs coming across the border by these drug mules that are poisoning the blood of American citizens. That's what Trump was talking about. And for you to twist it and say otherwise is just what the Democrats are doing. So good try, Sebastian, but it's not good enough today. You got to come armed with your facts. All right, folks, Christmas coming up. Many of you might be doing some last-minute shopping. May I recommend a very awesome gift for the conservative loved one in your life? Get them a subscription to Newsmax Plus. That's right. Forget about Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu. Newsmax Plus. Newsmax Plus features the best shows, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greta Van Susteren. You also get lots of movies. By the way, all of the Trump rallies, Newsmax Plus already has more than 180,000 subscribers. And Newsmax Plus lets you watch the Newsmax channel on your phone or your home TV app. So get Newsmax Plus today. It is a wonderful Christmas gift. NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Start your free trial. That's right, free trial. NewsmaxPlus.com. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go right to our phones. Let's go to California. Mike hanging out with us today on Newsmax 2. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to comment on Lieutenant Governor trying to do the same thing they did in Colorado, getting Trump off the ballot. And anyway, we tried to get Gavin Newsom recalled. It didn't work. And anyway, he's a terrible governor. I live in the Bay Area, and it's so woked out that the crime is out of control, and all the radio stations around, the major stations around here are just, you know, they don't tell the full truth.
Mike, one of the problems, and I'm familiar, very familiar with the talk radio scene there in the Bay Area, and it's tough. I worked for several years in Sacramento at KFBK and did a lot of work in the Bay Area. And it's really sad what's happened to the conservative talk world there, which has been decimated by these big corporate radio station owners. One of the things that we've been recommending, you know, the same issue, they had the same issue in Memphis, my hometown, and that's why I bought a news radio station so we could turn that into a conservative blowtorch. But, Mike, I'm curious, are you hearing any sort of movement among people who are liberals, who are Democrats? Are they fed up with the way things are right now in the Bay Area?
Not the Democrats. The Democrats that I know, I think they're starting to wake up a little bit, but they don't want to admit they made a mistake, because most of the people that I know that voted like that were people that, a lot of them have kids that are in these colleges and stuff, and they're taking their side. And it's just, I think they're scared of, saying what they, what they feel. But, the Bay Area is just, it turning into just a big pool of anarchists.
Well, it's a sad thing, Mike. California, and especially the Bay Area, one of the most beautiful spots in the country. And it's just really sad to see what the policies of these Democrats have done. Mike, appreciate that call. Let's go to Los Angeles. Jay is joining us. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Todd? Excuse my voice. I've gotten crushed with the flu.
Oh, no.
I wanted to know what your opinion was on why these 52 people who are all in the intelligence arena that signed that letter claiming that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, why weren't or haven't any of them been brought up on charges for election interference?
Well, it's a great question, and the simple answer is that we have a lot of cowards that we elected to Capitol Hill. I think the Republicans in the House will make the argument that they really can't do anything because they don't control the Senate. The Senate's in the hands of the Democrats. But still, Jay, I feel as though we need to be making a pretty rock-solid statement and condemnation and punishment. There needs to be some sort of repercussions, because you're right. These intelligence individuals, they lied, knowingly lied when they signed this letter. What do you think we ought to do with these folks?
I think they should be brought up on charges for election interference. I think that the United States of America, once and for all, has to put our foot down. And if somebody in that class can get away with this, and the Biden administration is letting millions of people walk across the border, the very first thing they do when they come into this country is break a law, then why should any of us pay taxes or follow the law? We're giving hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, and we're letting millions of people come across our border. Granted, some of them are very good people with children, and they're hoping to have a better life, but many of those people coming across our border, as admitted by the FBI director, are here for bad intentions, and there are going to be attacks on this country. It's just a matter of when going to happen.
Well, Jay, I would contend everybody coming across that border is breaking the law. They're all guilty in my eyes. Now, if you want to talk about people coming into this country legally and going about it the legal way, completely different story. Those are the kinds of people we do want living in this country. But I'll take you a step further on this election interference. When we find out that Barack Obama signed off on the whole Russia collusion plan, when we finally get the evidence, rock solid evidence that he was behind all of this, that man needs to be brought up on charges as well. So, again, I think we ought to be playing hardball here. Unfortunately, the Republicans, they don't know how to fight. And we're in the middle of a national street fight right now. And the Republicans we elected, they're not up for the fight. They just can't do it. Jay, appreciate that call. Let's go to Mary in Texas. Hi, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to give you an opinion about the Supreme Court in Colorado. I think it is totally wrong. I believe democracy is at stake right now. And I live in Texas, and I applaud Governor Abbott for all the things he has done to try to deter the illegals coming in, even though the federal government is trying to stop him. I also agree with his position about sending illegals back. They are illegal. What does illegal mean? It means that you should not be doing it, and it's against the law. So what do we do with people that do things illegally or not appropriately here? We put them in jail. Well, to me, it's the same thing.
Mary, I could not have said it better. Let me ask you a question, Mary. Are you a big fan of the Mannheim Steamroller, you know, the old Rush Limbaugh, the music they used to play during Rush's show?
A long time ago. Well, I know who they are, but I have not been, you know, listening to them as much.
Well, Mary, here's what we're going to do for you. Here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you some delicious Mannheim Steamroller hot cocoa. We've got boxes of it, and we want to send you some. So we're going to put Mary on hold. And, guys, let's send her some of that delicious cocoa. Folks, some other exciting news, and I know this is a shock. But after 6 months, I have been freed from YouTube jail. They finally came back to us and said they made a mistake. YouTube apologized, and they reinstated my YouTube account. And we would love for you to go over there and check it out. Follow us. Give us a follow on YouTube. I begrudgingly thank you, YouTube, for doing the right thing. I'm shocked. I guess you could call it a Christmas miracle. It's a miracle. All right, folks, it's been a great day. We're going to continue the conversation on Newsmax 2. Some great guests coming up. In the meantime, you get out there and you be good, America.